ball, and a wide open man, it's dropped!
Slowest countdown.
As soon as I said
three, ever.
As soon as I said three, we were on. I was
welcome, waiting. Welcome back. Taking like a fan. Another episode with Chip.
Dog.
And.
Mystery Man.
Bah.
Why you guys got to give it away?
Yeah, I guess they probably
good
could.
Good burgers.
They probably figure it out. Yeah.
Good
yeah,
Bo Burgers.
I was going to say that first thing, man. The audience needs to understand, seriously, that we passed up on going to a studio setting just so we could stay at Bo's condo just because of the cooking. I mean, this guy can cook.
I don't complain.
Impressed.
Any food that is free, you're going to say is good.
Okay, well, I'm just trying to compliment the chef. I don't know.
Yeah, I'll take it when I see a tip.
Okay, well, that's
don't eat yellow snow. Yeah, there you go.
That's going to take a while, my friend.
Yeah, I've got a lot of comments in my days.
Yep. Gentlemen, how are we?
We are fantastic.
Great.
Yeah. We got a lot of things that happened here this past weekend, right? Didn't a whole bunch of things start?
So they are starting.
Starting?
Starting.
Oh, okay. I could have sworn that we had a few games that already happened.
No. No, not baseball starts tomorrow. I think it's Nationals and Yankees.
You passed the first trivia question.
What?
Good job.
Yeah, but there's another game on, too.
Is there?
You didn't know that.
Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know anything about baseball. Who cares?
Bo's Brain Busters. Are you ready?
All I know is that
Mookie Betts
got a
big deal.
Well, think about
it. I knew that.
So, you know what his deal is?
12 million or 12-year extension.
13 years, $380 million. He's 23 years old.
He just signed
his 13th year of that contract. You know he's going to be making, what, 20-something million?
But
he'll be 40 years old.
He's probably really worth it.
His signing bonus.
Not at that age. You're not worth that much money.
His signing bonus.
Not at 40 years old.
I agree. I don't know anything about him anyways.
His signing bonus was $65 million.
$65 million was his signing bonus?
Yep.
Does that come out of his contract?
I believe
these absorbent contracts.
So he gets a guarantee. So he just walked away with a $65 million check today.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I guess you could look at it that way.
Mookie.
So, I know tonight that later on in the episode we are talking about NFC North.
You still didn't answer my question.
I'm sorry. What was your question?
Who are the other two teams playing tomorrow night?
I have no idea.
Giants and Dodgers.
Yeah. Whoop de doo.
You should know.
Okay. Giants and Dodgers.
We're a sports talk show.
Yeah, we are a sports talk show.
Let's talk sports.
No, we should. So, I think tonight we'll start off. I think we should start our episodes. Here's the deal. We posted our first three episodes to our website. And because we still don't really know what we're doing, we come to find out that our episodes, when people are generally getting beat up, hey, we need more content, we gave too much content, and the files, I guess, are supposed to be like a, I don't know what this means, 300. We're averaging like 420 on ours, so
not bad.
That's a good number.
I knew it, but that's not even me making this up. That is our number. So the problem is we got to go back and now re-edit to create, so like if we think we have five episodes, we have 10, because we're gonna have to chop these up a little bit. So that's a problem. Problem one.
That just means bigger paycheck, right?
Yeah. If we had someone that was messing with the equipment that knew what he was doing, chances are we would have known this going into it. But we don't. We have Bo. So
what the hell is that supposed to mean?
What I'm saying is, you're the one with the board thing in front of you, man. That's not me. And Spreaker, where we are going to be uploading to these platforms, they're the ones telling us that we're in the wrong.
They're wrong.
Okay. Well, we can take
it's our show.
Let's take that stance and let's see how long it takes us to get our episodes listed. So,
okay. Anyways.
Exactly. So we have to figure out that problem on top of the fact that we need an editor. It's been proven now. We really, I mean, this whole shipping it out to third parties, I mean, our guy that it wants to be doing our videos and stuff like that's helping us out, but he's even told us this isn't what he wants to be doing is the audio editing. We got to find that. So if anybody out there that's listened to our podcast and does some audio editing, call us. Call Sean at, what's the number?
844-542-4111.
I like that. Or you can text him at
727-388-1644.
We're getting good. We're getting good at that.
Did you guys see Terrell Owens and Tyreek Hill race today?
No.
You didn't see that?
No.
We'll pull it up real quick if you want to watch it.
Give me an intro. How bad was it?
I mean, Tyreek ended up probably catching him, but I mean, T.O. looks pretty physically fit. He was asking for KC to hire him, believe it or not.
He was asking for KC to
look,
hire him.
Yeah,
what did
Hill's
he start?
In the back,
yeah, it looks like he started like 20 yards behind the guy.
Yeah, he got
guy.
A little head start, but just watch. I mean, it looks like he can still get it, but I don't know how much he can get after he gets hit.
Yeah, okay. I mean, yeah, he's moving, but no, I'm taking Hill.
Oh, well, yeah, duh. I'm just saying. But listen, can you, I don't know, you can't, never mind. Anyways, but yeah, I just saw that today. I thought it was a little.
Okay. I mean, I will say T.O. still got some jets, but yeah, when the kid's starting, like, what, it had to be, what, 10 yards, I think it was?
10, 15 yards
behind him? No. Okay, so you can't catch him, whoop-de-doo. So, anyways, dog. I figured we would do a round table each episode from now on, kind of giving us each an opportunity to bring up the topics we want to talk about. I know you said you have a few things. I know Bo says he's got a few things. I got a couple things as well, because one thing that I realized listening to our first three episodes, no joke, guys, is one, and not being funny, not being facetious by any means, but you guys sound really good. I mean, no joke. You got the voice for it, and I knew that would come across on these podcasts 100%. So I'm thinking that I love the first couple episodes when we really started talking about what we were going to do, getting the fans involved. We talked to our one Seahawks fan. We got Big Nasty episode. Mm-hmm. I think we're going to release that probably this weekend or something like that. But we got to stick with that mentality, if you guys agree. I mean, that's what we're supposed to be about, is giving the fans the forum, right?
Yeah, I'd love to hear from all the fans.
Exactly. The more the better, right?
Talker-ish.
I mean, I want real fans. Like, I was thinking the other day, of all the friends that we know of, like, real, real fans, there's one. Our guy, he just had his daughter with our boy's sister, actually.
Who? What?
Our guy's Sonny. See, I also don't know the rules. I don't know if we're allowed to say names and stuff without them saying okay, but Sonny likes us, so he'll tell us it's okay. But, like, this guy, me and Bo and our buddy go over to see him and his wife and their new baby girl, and we go over to see his daughter for the first time. And we go over, this is COVID, so obviously we're outside, kind of meeting her for the first time at a distance and everything. This guy wastes no time to ask us, what do you guys think about Brady and the Bucks?
Yeah.
I mean,
he was, yeah, brand new baby and all.
Yeah,
I forgot about that.
It did not matter, yeah. Man. And that's the kind of fan that you, I mean, they love the sport. They love talking about their teams. And that's the kind of fans that I think we got to go after. And I know we know plenty of them. And I think as we keep going with this thing and promoting it, Sean, or dog, you're killing it on our IG promotions, man. I saw the numbers. That looks like you're going up and up and up and up and up. I like it.
Yeah,
maybe Bo will contribute too or something.
Nah.
But yeah, nah.
Nope.
So, anyways, back to our normal thing. Like I said, let's do roundtable. I don't know if anybody wants to go first. Dog, I'll throw it over to you.
Yeah, throw me the ball. I'll take off with it. So I got a little would you rather right now for you guys.
Would you rather?
Just a series of questions about would you rather. Option A or option B. So would you rather, as a player, tank a season for a top pick or have an exciting season and just miss the playoffs and get a mid-round pick? As a player, like if you're looking
at...
An exciting, like you're right there in the mix of almost making the you know, playoffs of whatever sport it is, but...
I ain't tanking. That's
yeah,
no,
yeah.
But then you got a Zion Williams, for instance, or maybe, you know, depending on what sport you're looking
at. Bo and I are going to agree with this. I guarantee it. You never
You're losing. You don't tank for 1 year. Look what the Browns have been doing. They've been tanking forever.
Well, look what we did when we tanked.
We're not necessarily tanking.
Listen, don't ever say that again.
That we didn't tank.
I'm dead serious right now.
To get that.
Well, hey. What are you talking about?
Luke McCown got drilled on purpose. Look at the tape.
Josh,
it's obvious.
Josh McCown.
Sorry.
McClown.
He got drilled on
okay,
that
so
safety.
So both.
Like, why?
Yeah, both going with
hey,
the, you cannot.
We
take.
Might not talk about it, but it's the truth, and it's what happened. So if you can't take it, don't listen.
Don't listen.
I mean, when all else fails, you know, it's good rebuild factor, too. So you got to look at both ways. All right. So would you rather go undefeated on the road? or at home?
Home.
Hmm.
But see, here's my... I'll get to that, Chip. Undefeated on the road, man, or at home?
No, because if you're going undefeated on the road, you're a pretty good team. So I'm feeling confident I'm going to do good in my home games no matter what. So, yeah, no. I would
what
love
What if you lost
to,
all?
I would love would to you,
okay,
the ass of
let
every
me, can
team
I rephrase
I
your question? Would you rather lose 8 on the road or 8 at home?
So you're talking football, but...
I don't...
Well, half and half. It doesn't matter. What happens if you only won on the road and you never won at home?
Here's my thing.
Is that what you're saying?
No. I mean, but it would feel good going to everybody else's home.
But never pulling one off for the home crowd?
But here's the thing, brutal. Though. That if you're brutal. A wild card team in the playoffs of any sport and you're undefeated on the road, you're starting off on the road.
True.
I mean, yeah, I got you. But, yeah, no. I'm going to win them all.
All right. And my last one for this
win them all.
Is would you rather have an exciting or an experienced, calm veteran team going into the playoffs or a young, energetic, exciting team?
Young and energetic.
No.
Yep.
No.
Yeah.
Wrong.
You're wrong.
No, you're wrong.
Pat Mahomes.
Man, you were 100% wrong. I don't care. Man, I do not care. I'll take Tom Brady.
Over Pat Mahomes?
All going into a playoff and then going into a Super Bowl run?
Yeah.
100%. I want.
You
got to
play at the game speed, man. And then nobody plays it better than these young guys. Brady's great, but
really that good, it seems like everybody's got to kind of play to his pace because that's kind of what they did out there in New England.
Yeah. Hey, you can say what you want.
Yeah, okay. I will.
Okay.
And you're wrong.
You're wrong.
All right. Well, that was it for the would you rather. But I do have a would you rather. I do have a who is he?
Okay, I
got
it.
We'll knock that out real quick. This is related to football. So, drafted in the third round in the '93 season, he played for 3 NFL teams. He has the same amount of All Pros as Steve Atwater. He has more interceptions than him. But he also has more tackles, sacks, and forced fumbles than Troy Polamalu. Who is he?
Drafted in 93.
And he was an 82nd pick in the third round.
What college did he come from?
That's a little too much detail, but since it's trickling down, he went to Stanford University.
John Lynch.
Yep.
What buck is that?
What buck is that?
I like that. That's good.
I'll let you go next, Bow.
Who?
I'll let you go next.
I got a few things.
Okay, go for it.
So there's a little bit of debate lately going on Twitter of who's got the best duo in the wide receiver.
We are Bucks fans, but it's hands down as Bucks. I mean,
who would you 100%. Put as the second best?
Second best?
Or who would you say that's up there? Because I mean, you got Larry and D-Hop over there in Arizona, but then you got Murray throwing the ball.
I know. No, I mean, right now Seattle, bro. Seattle's wide receivers are, Russell's having to sit back in that pocket a little bit
more.
Yeah,
but you can't sleep on Julio and...
you can't. Yeah, that's true.
His and boy Hopkins. Calvin Ridley. And then you also got Saints with Michael Thomas and... Sanders.
Oh, yeah, they did just get Emmanuel Sanders.
But
they haven't played yet.
Yeah, exactly. So that's chemistry.
Well, that's the same thing. Brady's got to link up chemistry with...
I think it's pretty easy.
I still say they're the best duo, though. They're the best duo.
I think any...
They have to. Godwin and Evans, I don't...
I think if any quarterback can come in here and take on the challenge, it would be someone like Tom Brady. Because a lot of these guys, if you watch the play breaks, you know, after it breaks down, Mike Evans is not running the route. He's doing his own thing, trying to get open. And Godwin's just, you know, going across
the
field.
And then, of course, you got that third guy that... Bo just loves. Go ahead, say his name, Bo. You love it because he's. Come on.
What?
Who was their third guy?
Scotty Miller.
There it is.
Little Scotty. Well, they're putting him up there, too. As like
I'm telling you, and he deserves it. Yeah,
bro,
I think
you guys don't
have
even
good,
know. What?
I think he's going to have a good year.
So then I saw another picture today, and you got pick your Hail Mary combo. Now listen to the quarterbacks, all right? And I want you to pick one.
Doug Flutie.
No, with today's players. You got Lamar Jackson, Patty Mahomes, A.A. Ron, Deshaun Watson, Russell Wilson.
Deshaun Watson.
For your Hail Mary combo? This is your quarterback now for your Hail Mary. You got one throw.
Deshaun Watson.
For my one throw, I'm choosing the guy who's done it multiple times.
Rodgers?
A.A. Rodgers.
Deshaun Watson.
I'm up in the air between either Wilson or Mahomes. And then, okay.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah.
Good pick. You said Deshaun Watson, right?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. How many Super Bowls he got?
It doesn't matter. Never mind. You're talking.
Anyways,
one play.
You're not talking about Super Bowl. Yeah, he wins.
Go ahead, man.
So then you got your wide receivers.
Something special.
So are you? Mm-hmm. Odell Beckham, mm-hmm. Tyreek Hill, mm-hmm. D Hop, mm-hmm. Julio, or Michael Thomas.
I would flip a coin on Julio or Michael Thomas.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Who did you say?
Thomas.
Okay, I'm going Jones.
DeAndre Hopkins is a monster, though.
He
doesn't get any respect.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I didn't even see it. So it's 50 yard line, 1 second on the clock.
Yeah, I'm going.
Deshaun Watson. Mm-hmm. The Julio.
You know, there's no right or wrong answer to this, right?
Yes, it's an opinion.
No.
So you're telling me I'm wrong.
Opinion is wrong.
A.A. Rodgers is going to be the best.
A.A. Rod has done it. I'd say probably the most. But okay. I think the one guy that stands out to me is probably Julio to go up and get that ball, because I think he's probably the biggest out of all of them. Odell might make the miraculous catch, and then you got Thomas that's just got hands of steel. But I think Hopkins and Tyreek Hill are just too small to get up there.
Yeah, right. Have you ever seen DeAndre Hopkins?
I understand that. Julio is like your size.
Yeah,
but a little bit of advantage over 6'2".
It doesn't matter when you okay. So you're talking about going up there and getting it eight guys.
Yeah, you need the big guy. It's not a fly. You're not going to burn nobody.
I'm just wondering why you didn't put Mike Evans in there.
I'd put Mike Evans in there, but I'm probably not going to take him over Thomas or Julio. Anyways.
I knew that was going to happen.
On this day in history, big shout out to Greg Maddux. July 22nd, 1997, he threw a 76-pitch complete game with only 13 balls.
Hold on.
And he was pitching for the Mets?
No.
The Braves?
Yep.
76 pitches.
76 pitches with 13 balls.
I try so hard with baseball.
Chip, do you know how many ground balls that would be in a game?
How many outs are there in baseball?
What do you mean?
How many outs?
There's three.
How many outs are there in baseball for a team? For a whole game?
Oh, well, I'd say 27.
Mm-hmm. So he threw 76 pitches. So it takes 76 pitches divided by three outs.
Okay.
That's how many pitches per inning.
Wow.
That's pretty crazy. That's probably like... Maybe like
that's
seven.
That actually is very impressive.
That is like really impressive. The guy had the nastiest two-seamer. What would it be?
So I got some fun facts while he's looking it up. Did you know? I we've talked about rabbit holes in all these episodes, and it's true because I start reading one thing, start going, and it just keeps on coming. Did you know that Michael Jordan makes more money from Nike annually than every single worker in all the Malaysian factories combined that make the Nike shoes?
I don't doubt that. The guy's a billionaire.
I mean, Jordan Brand.
But you got to think about that for a minute. That's messed up.
I mean, that's the way that they scheduled his earnings.
That's messed up.
It's him. It's his thing. I don't know.
How about until 1937 that after every basket in basketball, the ref had to grab the ball and do a jump ball? And did
a jump ball?
I swear to God.
Is that when they had peach baskets?
Yeah. How about this? Well, I'm sorry. What were you going
to
say?
No, I got some stuff to do on you guys.
Oh, okay. Cool.
You guys ready?
Sure. Go for it.
Busted!
All right. Welcome to Bo's Brain Busters.
Oh, boy. Here we go. Now he's trying to get official. Bo's Brain Busters. Let's do it.
Who holds the Buccaneers record for most fumble recoveries?
It's going to be something like off the wall, like Booger McFarlane or something like that.
I'm going to say Rondé Barber.
Rondé Barber. And who are you going to say?
I'm going to say Booger McFarlane.
McFarlane?
Yeah, I'm going to go Goofy. Yeah.
No, it's Lavonte David.
Oh, really?
All right.
Jeez
Way to go 54.
All right.
My brain feels busted.
Oh, I did write the answer down to that one.
Here we go.
Who used to be a DB's coach who is now a head coach?
A DB coach. That's... DB coach. Mike Tomlin?
Yep.
I'll go with Mike Tomlin.
Oh, yeah, I guess. Yeah. I messed that up. All right. I forgot to write the answer down. I completely forgot.
Oh, that's, I mean, you're out of control,
way to
man.
Bring in Bo's brain yeah. buster. He busted his own brain. Control. He busted his own brain.
I did.
Too much.
How about July 1934? Babe Ruth paid fan $20 to return his baseball, which was his 700th home run.
Wow.
I wonder what that was like. 1934.
$20. 1934.
Bucks.
I mean, that was World War II era, or World War I era, right?
True.
So that was
wait a minute. There was one more. There was one more really good fun fact. That was pretty funny. Okay, here we go. The NFL estimates that more than 100. Okay, hear this number. This is no joke. NFL estimates more than 100 children are conceived every year at tailgate parties in the Super Bowl parking lot.
In the Super Bowl parking yes. lot. Yes. Oh, I thought you were talking about throughout the season.
Nope. In the Super Bowl parking lot for tailgates.
Wow.
They've actually run numbers on this. And done surveys, and they're coming up with an average of 100.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
See, boys.
God bless America.
Here we go. Let's see. What else was it? What else? What number was it? 1963 Hall of Fame pitcher Gaylord Perry remarked, "They'll put a man on the moon before I hit a home run." This was a pitcher, of course, obviously. On July 20th, 1969, a few hours after Neil Armstrong set foot on the moon, Perry hit his first and only home run of his career. True fact.
Time traveler.
Time traveler.
Interesting, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Just a wee bit.
Let's see. Hey, by the way, on January 6, 1980, one game short of the Super Bowl, the Bucks. One game short. Who'd we lose to?
Rams.
Damn it.
6-3.
I thought for sure you wouldn't get it. I thought for sure you'd get it.
It's that was definitely, excuse me? It was definitely a sloppy game.
It was.
Rain. Yeah. Mud.
Longest. Longest.
You were there.
I've seen highlights, Christopher.
Yeah, you ain't got no highlights.
See, when you say something stupid like that, I'm going to call you Christopher.
You didn't see the weather.
You didn't see the other guy, the weather. Christopher. How about the longest losing streak? 0-26 was the Bucks starting, mm-hmm. as we all know. Okay. What team did we beat to for our first victory? I want to give you some hints. So we here, I'll give you a really good hint. We play this team twice a year.
I know the answer. You don't have to give me hints.
Oh, okay.
Oh, when the Saints come marching.
Yes, that is correct. That is correct. All right, gentlemen. I think one of the topics we're going to talk about today was pro versus college, right?
Mm-hmm.
Some changes. I know I want to get your – I want to throw the question at you, which has only come up here recently in the last probably year or so, 2 years. Well, not didn't come up, but where it's become a forefront issue is should college players be paid? So I think one of the best things about college is that all these kids are still trying their ass off to get to that next level. What yep. they've been wanting since they were able to lift whatever ball they are there doing right now. And even though I know that they deserve it, 100% they deserve it for the monies that these schools get, I don't think that that's a good idea.
Well, getting paid from this school or getting paid,
getting
from
paid, getting paid
money.
Yeah. I said I didn't make good grades.
Yeah. See, here he goes. Here he goes.
I definitely think they should, if it's in, you know, in endorsements or whatever. Mm-hmm. I think that's acceptable. I mean, you're building a brand for yourself. You're not building a brand for any league. You're building
that was subsection B of my question was if they're getting it from sponsors, does that make it okay?
I think it is. I mean, step your game up. If this guy's getting paid, why don't you just work a little harder at your craft and get a sponsorship and get paid?
Bo?
No.
You don't agree?
No, not at all. Mm-hmm. Oregon is sponsored by Nike. That's Nike true. Has some money.
Mm-hmm.
When you start bringing in sponsors and paying kids, it really divides the talent to go elsewhere along these schools, and that's what kind of drives.
No, you're not. That doesn't mean the schools are paying. You're not.
But I'm saying you got certain schools with certain endorsements as is. So then the sponsors start handing contracts out. You're still having the same thing. Kids,
isn't it what you love about the games that we play? It doesn't matter if it's baseball, football, basketball.
I think, honestly, a scholarship is enough. A scholarship, equipment, all the swag, you know, gear and stuff like that, totally agree for, because that costs some money as well. But you start getting these kids
some money.
What about
health benefits as far as what if they get injured?
Oh, they get, I agree, they get anything like that. But I don't think you – and I mean, yeah. This goes down to me even agreeing that these athletes make way too much money for what it is, for what they do and where this money could be spent. But that's the owners and that's their business.
I agree. I think that you ruin it. I think that you get exactly what you don't like about
you're
a lot of professional
sports. You're
going to
start getting people – like this, it's only going up.
I think it's only going up. I think if a Gatorade is willing to sponsor Trevor Lawrence and put him in their commercial – he deserves some money. If he's an elite college athlete, why shouldn't he have
there's an argument to saying, listen, your college, like even Bo just said, is giving you a full ride scholarship.
And they're giving you a free tuition that kids go in debt for years that never will ever be bounced back for them. And then you're going to give these kids thousands of dollars to make you money on one Saturday?
But it's not the college that's giving you the money.
It boils down to the question of
what's more important. I know you could have a stellar career.
Let's say
Joe Burrow, but don't you think you should have an education?
Let me put this in perspective for you. You're a Gator fan, just like I am. Gators, your dream college coming out of high school. You got a decision to make. You got Nike for FSU. As much as you'd say you hate as FSU as much as I would, they're offering you some money. All the Gators are offering you is a free scholarship, but
Nike can't offer you
Sean,
money.
Just listen to what I'm saying. Their school that makes their uniforms, they're a sponsor, and they're going to give you money to go to their school. Are you going to take the free scholarship or are you going to take the money over what you want to play for? Now think about that being 18 years old, how that can mess up your life. Are you going for the money or are you going for the school and the tuition?
But that's not...
I'm just saying.
You can't compare that because how do you know that guy's going to be an elite athlete coming out of high school and, we're just going to start paying him money?
Well, that's how they get
There's always the what ifs. Is what if he gets hurt?
It's a general scenario of a kid making a decision at a young age to get paid to go to a college.
Let me rephrase my thing then. As long as the school has no ties with the sponsorship or the endorsementship of a player to have that, and they have to be 2 years eligible in school, have to maintain a certain GPA. Cool, then figure that out.
How much money do you give these students?
I'd cap it at 200.
Isn't that what you don't like about the pros?
Yeah,
the fact that these guys get paid and then they can sit around even on the bench.
What does a college kid need $250,000 a year for? What does he really need that money for? If you're giving
him free tuition, what if his parents don't have a regular house?
I understand, but you're giving everybody $250,000, or are you only getting the star athletes?
Whoever is agreed upon to sign that endorsement. So if there's a guy from
Bo just brought up the biggest problem.
But how do you evaluate players? Yeah, do you max it there, or is this player better than this player? Does he get more than $250,000?
If it's someone who's an iconic guy who's been in that college team for 2 years or more, and they have the certain credentials with school and they're giving back to the community
I'm so surprised by this. I was totally expecting role reversal out of you two on this one.
I think
if you're a star athlete and someone wants to sponsor you, because
behind the fact of student athletes getting paid, point blank and simple.
To bring it down to basics, on a yes and no.
But I'm saying yes and no. Do you support all student athletes getting paid? And not only that, how are you going to justify paying them?
If it's if we wanted to sponsor a player, right?
There's 82 other players on the college roster.
Let's say we could offer someone $10,000 to wear our clothes and be all over our social media and just like repping our – and we just give him some money for his –
I would not be comfortable with us doing that with a college athlete. I honestly wouldn't. No joke. I don't think that they the best part about college sports is the effort that these kids give, man.
That they're trying. Some college athletes, they might have great talent. They get a little bit of money in college. What do they need to go to the NFL for? They'll just walk on.
We're not talking they're getting millions.
It's just the perspective you're putting in. You're giving a kid at that age money that.
Okay, well, Kobe Bryant and LeBron James both came out at 18.
I understand that,
so if they went to school after high school, after they're 18, 19 years old, and let's say Nike wanted to sponsor them.
Don't be naive and think that. I mean, I'm not saying I know by any means, but LeBron got paid when he was in high school.
He got a Nike sponsorship for when he was at St. Mary's or whatever.
They're building their brand, and I think if
Build your brand, and that should be your payoff.
That should be it. That should be 100%. It's build it for the future. Yep. When you're an adult, and like, I don't know. I mean, I'm not saying you're wrong. That's your beliefs. Yeah. By all means, I just don't feel
How about that? Why don't you build your brand? You have your logo, you brand it, everything, and but the money has to go into some kind of an escrow.
Yeah, something. Excuse me, with an something. Attorney or something. I feel like it'd mess kids up, and you know, you'll find them out, and you know, a kid at that, they need to focus on their career if that's what they want to do. Not give them money and just, you know how money changes people, Sean. You know it does.
You can't assume that they're going to use
you
that
can't,
money
you can't,
wrong.
But you can't assume, you can't assume they're all going to do good.
What if the kid's one of the most talented?
I'm telling you right now,
I think more,
a lot of these kids have the mentality. Good, yeah, I agree. A lot of these kids have a mentality that you already worry about.
The kids,
and the pay hasn't even been a problem yet.
Well,
start paying them to
do it? Well, they're 18. They're young adults. I mean, you can go sign up for the army or whatever,
and
18,
they don't get paid diddly.
But
well, they do. Though.
Well,
they
not to that extent. But that's their choice.
They do
and that's
have full
their
benefits
to go fight for the country, yeah, which is a whole different scenario.
It is true.
So I don't know. We can agree to disagree all night.
How long we been going, Bo?
6 hours, 32 minutes, 46. Oh, that's the time.
Yeah.
No, 30 minutes. I'm about good for a break though.
Are we about good for a break? We can come back, start talking about AFC North and everything?
Yeah, give us a text at 727-388-1644. Send us a message on IG, on Twitter. Let us know what you think about college students getting paid.
I want to say this, too, before we go into break, because I know we're coming back on the AFC and NFC North. I was going through things today. Do you guys know, have you seen, look at your screens real quick. This is Warwick Dunn's foundation.
Yeah, yeah.
The homes for the holidays.
Yeah,
I mean, I know you know about it, but do you see how many he has? Dude, this is craziness.
Look at that number, though. I like that. 92% of the families remain in the homes.
Yeah, remain in the homes.
That's a number I thought was going to be somewhere around half.
I mean, look at all these charities that this guy, this
great guy.
This young man is no
joke
when
it
comes to helping his community.
Do you remember what they nicknamed him in Allstock?
What?
Thunder and Lightning.
Thunder and Lightning. That's correct. That is correct. Man, I just wanted to point it out because I was seeing the website, and again, a shout out to Warwick Dunn. Not only did we love watching you play, my friend, but what you were doing for the community is good, good stuff.
But how dare you go to Atlanta and leave?
How dare you go to Atlanta? Yeah, how dare you do that?
He came back.
Yeah, came back to retire.
He came back.
That's all right. That's all that matters, right?
Well, yeah. Missed out on the ring. Sorry.
486 dependents served. Good market thing, served 179 houses furnished for home for the holidays. Good stuff. All right, we'll be back with a little bit of AFC, NFC North.
Bye. Four, three, two.
You know, they really generally stop talking after when you do the countdown thing. I've seen this. They go five, four.
Yeah, who's they?
Well, I'm just saying they don't say the last few to let you get mentally prepared.
Too bad we started recording when I said five.
Okay. And we're back at Take It Like a Fan. We are going to start talking AFC, NFC North. I believe we've all agreed we're going to start with the AFC North. Dog, Baltimore, Cincy, Cleveland, Pitt. Who do you want to talk about first?
Well, we got the Browns. They finished off 6-10. Steelers were 8-8. Ravens were 14-2, and the Bengals were 2-14. Let's just start it off with the Baltimore Ravens, seeing how they won the division.
Okay.
Lamar Jackson.
And I think they win the division again.
Now, you don't think he's going to, you know, have a little bit of a
sophomore slump this year? No, he was pretty strong the whole way through. I mean, some of those runs, man, were just. I mean, I remember back in the day of like it was like Michael Vick and we've seen even Russell Wilson at his heyday, Cam Newton his heyday. You know, I mean, this cat is
how many more
awesome.
How many more hits can he take though?
They got to hit him first.
Yeah, he didn't get banged up too much last year. He's pretty elusive. I know what you mean though. It doesn't look gonna last, but
all it takes is him to get figured out by one team.
Oh, yeah, that's the thing is he's going to get
quick
smarter
and early.
Too as well.
You hit him quick and early, get him shook, and then all he's going to do is hand
the
ball
off.
Well,
he's got Ingram, and they just drafted J.K. Dobbins from Ohio State.
I agree.
He's got a monster at running back, so They got him at a steal at, like, I think the second round.
I agree.
Sitting here looking at this right here, they're at, like, this is all the top battles.
But you guys think they're going to walk away with the division?
Baltimore, yeah. It's Baltimore's all day.
Where we're gonna go goofy, I know it. It's going to be when we go to second, third, and fourth place for the division, because I know we're going to be different.
He knows.
All right, well, Steelers were 8-8 last year. They finished second in the division, so let's talk about them. Big Ben returns.
You guys are going to laugh. I know when I say this, but I have them finishing fourth. Oh. Yeah. I have them bottom feeding the division for this year.
Bo?
They're on the mend. They are not.
Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
They ain't going to finish at the bottom. Their Browns are on the bottom. They're bottom feeder Browns.
No.
Hey, you know what's funny? How you have to wear a mask to go to games? Browns fans have been doing that for the past 30 years.
That's a good one.
That's mean.
Brown bags. Good
one. True. Good one.
I say Cleveland's actually going to come in second. I think it's Baltimore, Cleveland, then Cincy, then Pitt.
See, I think Big Ben's going to return, and he's gonna change up.
He
that
got
a
little guy
called
JJ Schuster.
He's gonna change up that division. I don't think the Ravens are just going to have a walk in the park in that division. I think Big Ben's going to bring more competition. Keep them in it for a while. Yeah, I agree that the Ravens will win the division, but I think Ben's going to have them.
What is Ben? 40? What we looked at not too long ago. It was like 41 or 42, right? He was like a couple of.
Hey, man,
years
if he's
behind.
Healthy, he can be dangerous.
Yeah, but
they got
a
good running game going. They got some players on.
You look
Mike
at
Tomlin
these
always
players.
Puts it together.
I know,
he
but
can
you
always
look
put
at
it
these
together.
Players that are at that age bracket. Let's just say the Brady.
You just said Brady. He's 42.
I understand Brady. Brees. Philip Rivers. Matt Ryan.
Hey,
Big
man.
Ben is not, in my opinion.
Big Ben.
Is, in my opinion.
He's got two rings, right?
He got two more rings than you do.
He's got two more than Drew Brees.
No.
Drew Brees has one.
Big Ben only has two.
I'm sorry. He's got two. He's got one more than Drew Brees.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah.
Hey, you know how many MVPs Drew Brees has?
Is it possible to buy a ring? Did he buy that ring? Oh, never mind.
Do you know how many MVPs Drew Brees has?
I think one.
Zero.
Really?
He's got big old eggshell.
Really?
Yep.
Oh.
Well, this according to this guy, whoever wrote this article, they're saying that the biggest battle in training camp for Baltimore Ravens is the number two wide receiver. Who's it going to be?
Hollywood Brown.
Yeah, I mean,
well,
I feel like their offense is pretty stacked, too.
Yeah, true.
I think Lamar used a lot of his backs and tight ends more than he did his wide receivers, but you start learning to stretch the field, you could be even that much more dangerous.
This is true. All right, well, then going
like
down the
Steelers.
Line to Cincy.
Cincy and Browns are going to be at the bottom of the barrel.
Cincy and Browns. Yeah. So it's the Browns are bottom.
Bengals, I feel like they kind of had a good draft. They just got to put some pieces together and let Joe Burrow and A.J. Green do their thing.
See, that's where I think it's different. I think the Browns are going to stay close to the Steelers. I don't think they're going to just be the typical Browns this year. I don't think they're not going to make that big jump to be like in the contentions for the playoffs later down in the season, but I think the Browns might figure something out. Like they keep swinging and missing. This year they got to figure it out.
You're going to make contact one time.
They're going to have to restart over if this season doesn't work.
It is true. I mean, because man, they have the pieces are there now, and if they can't make it work, then you're right. It's tear down.
And they do it every year. It seems like they get a new coach. But the Bengals, I think Joe Burrows is going to he's going to have a rough end of the season.
Man, that's a rough division. To play against defensively. Yeah. Baltimore, Cleveland, I mean Pitt. These teams are known.
He's going to have some
you
rookie
hype. You just hated
hype.
On Pitt.
I'm just saying they're known for their
you
defenses.
You love terrible towels.
He's going to have some rookie hype the first couple of weeks. He's going to,
Joe Burrow?
And then he's going to get that midseason just smack in the face.
I think he'll do better than Baker. I'll have a better year than Baker Mayfield.
Numbers.
Yeah.
Overall.
Yeah. Oh. I believe so.
No.
Okay.
No. All right. So then real quick, let's recap. For AFC North, I am going.
Ravens.
Baltimore.
Yep.
Cleveland.
Wrong.
Cincy. Pitt.
Huh. Wrong.
Bo?
What?
Who are you going?
Bucks. Baltimore. Pittsburgh, Cincy, Cleveland.
And I'm going Baltimore, Steelers, Browns.
Let's put nice. Let's put Bengals something on that.
Bengals sitting at the bottom. All right.
All you got right. Bengals at the bottom?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean it's going to be them or the Browns.
No, I don't. I
or
don't
Pitt.
Think, I don't think the Browns are going to be that bad this year.
The only thing we all agree on is that Baltimore's going to win the division.
The Browns might be 500 or over 500 this year, but they're not going to make the playoffs.
You think the Browns are going to be better than the Steelers?
No, the Steelers, I got one in 10 games probably this year. Big Ben has not really put a bad season out there. He's always in the playoffs. He always figures it out and he wins the game. He just does. That's Big Ben.
He's had some talent.
I wonder if Tomlin thinks he's a whiner or not.
There's a lot of things people probably think about Big Ben.
I'm just wondering.
All right, let's jump to the North.
NFC North, here we go. How about you start us off? Why don't you tell us over here what you're thinking this time, Bo?
Bucks.
He takes the entire episode to stare at this board like he's going to do something different about it. Just you sit over there and figure it out. All right, dog.
So we got the Packers that finished 13-3, the Vikings finished 10-6, the Bears 8-8, and the Lions 3-12-1.
Let's do it backwards this time. Now you tell me let's start off with by telling me who's going to finish where.
I think the Packers will win the division again. Okay. I don't think they'll be 13-3 this year. It might be more 11-12 win game. Okay. You know, Vikings, they're going to be in the mix of their. Towards the end of the season, they're going to have to win some big games to make that jump into the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Bears, I feel like they're going to have big issues as far as who's the quarterback and who's doing this and who's playing. Like, they had that season. They went 13-3 like 2 years ago, 3 years ago. And last year looked horrible for those guys. You don't do that after a season like that. So a lot of pressure on that coach, on the quarterbacks. Nick Foles is probably walking around there with his thing swinging.
Right? Dude, Nick Foles don't give two shits. He's going to go in there and collect a check.
Exactly.
He's going to go in there and collect a check.
He's going to start some games.
Everything you just said, I actually agree. Because that means Lions are bottom feeders. Yeah. And I said Packers, Vikings, Bears, Lions.
Matthew Stafford, man, I pray for him. I just hope he
figures it out and goes to a different team.
He has a lot of talent.
He does, man. And they call him the comeback kid. I'm no joke, dude, this guy.
He's went up against, you know, Adrian Peterson for most of his career. Yeah. Then he went up against Aaron Rodgers for his career. Mm-hmm. The Bears, I mean, Bears are always in the mix, but I don't feel like they ever make the big push.
And he's also one of those players that's always in the limelight that seems to never get in trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Always throwing for 5,000 yards, too.
Yeah, exactly. So, how about you over there, Bo? What do you think? How are they finishing?
Oh, you know what I'm going to say?
Bucks.
Attaboy. No, I kind of like the Vikings this year, even though they lost Stephon Diggs. I just kind of like the makeup of that team, at least a little bit more than the Packers. I feel like drafting Jordan Love is kind of a shot in the dark at Aaron Rodgers. I don't know how that's going to play out over the year if the year plays out. Again, I am only assuming that I'm correct.
Hey, did you guys see that video of Kirk Cousins making that pass?
Oh, yeah, the little TikTok? Yeah. That was hilarious.
You
yeah.
like that?
You like that?
I cannot.
You know, I don't know. I mean,
guy.
It just, they, I don't know. I just.
He grinds my gears.
I don't feel like any of those teams in that division's a threat, really, so I'm not really worried about him.
Aaron Rodgers is a threat.
He can be. He can be.
He's a threat.
When he wants to be. I don't think he's that guy. I mean,
all of them could be.
They went 13-3 last year. When they got to the playoffs, did it look like it? No, it did not.
Playoffs
so
are
I
different.
Understand. But that's that Lambeau.
They got caught flat-footed.
They got caught bolt-legged, knock-kneed, whatever the hell you want to call it. They got caught at home. Yeah,
and that's what happens when you go 13-3. And
I understand that. So that's what I'm saying. I'm not sold on them anymore. I'd like the Vikings just being a little bit more there. They've been in it. The past couple years, I think that like they're not there yet, but they're. I mean, they're.
I don't think Kirk Cousins is the truth.
I know he's not the truth.
I don't think he can get them over the hump. They got a great running back. Thielen is a great wide receiver. Good. They got a good tight end. The defense is pretty solid. I just don't see Kirk Cousins being the answer for the Vikings to beat Aaron Rodgers and Packers.
I mean, he's just got to do Kirk Cousins is all he has to do. He doesn't have to win 12 games to get that division. I think 10-6, maybe 11-5 will win that division.
He's not going to win the division.
Okay, well, I have him winning the division. Aaron Rodgers, the Bears, and the Lions.
Are you out of your skull?
Yeah, I mean, you really have him winning the division?
Yeah, I do. You have the Browns winning the division, pretty much.
No, really.
I don't think
may
he
as well
that.
Be. Okay. No, he didn't. But
all right, well, that's it for the AFC and NFC North. So, I'm thinking I got a couple more things we got to talk about, boys, that I want to throw at you guys. Okay, so we're just now starting to promote our stuff.
Wait,
what?
What stuff?
We're starting to promote our content, our episodes. We're going to figure out the other issues that we have and getting them up on the other platforms. But it's about time that we start getting the fan interaction up. So I figure it's about time we start doing our first contest, which means we can easily promote that on Instagram, Facebook, things like that. We got Test Pro coming back to do our video footage here. I think we all just said first week of August, come back to do some of that. So, what's that?
Are we eligible for They Said contest?
Are we?
Well, I'll just say it
actually,
for myself. Me?
There's no chance of you winning. So, yes, absolutely. You can enter.
Why can't I win?
Because we'll make sure of that.
Well, that's not fair.
So, some of the ideas I've been tossing up, and I wanted to run by you guys, let you start thinking of some stuff too. Is we've talked about some fun stuff, like even down to Xbox contests, you know, doing fun stuff to get giveaways. We can try and get tickets to a game if the games are happening, something like that. We can try and get we can try and get things like that. We can get gift cards to Dick's Sporting Goods. We can do different things to do contests just to get it going. I also want to look into, like, as the season's going, I think it'd be pretty cool if we could. I got to check the legalities of it with our attorney. But, like, if we had a FanDuel account and the fan that wins our trivia question or answers our trivia question or that we happen to interview or whatever gets to lay the bet, you know.
On the FanDuel?
On the FanDuel.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
And have some fun like that and do some fun stuff like that. But other than that, there's that show coming up in December in New Jersey, the collectors show. But again, these people are all fans, and there is athletes galore there, past and present, and having some fun. And I think that we could probably get in to be doing our podcast and stuff there and get some really good fan content and probably hopefully some athletes. I'm sure we could get that scheduled as well. So I want to do these kind of things if you guys are on board.
Aye, aye, Captain.
So start thinking about contest. Because when our guy comes in to do the video footage, we're going to start talking about it and promoting it right then and doing the video for it.
No wet t-shirt contest.
I am not ruling that out.
All right.
I'm not ruling that out.
I'm trying to make
I'm not saying I
smile
can, will be
something.
Able to participate. I'm not sure my lady will allow that. However, I'll be there living
vicariously.
Well,
I can be
you.
A judge.
Yeah, 100%. You could be the hose guy.
Judge.
Yeah. Out. True fact, I was a hose guy in Panama City at a spring break in college. No joke. I was the hose guy. One
get it? He was the hose guy.
I don't know why he's laughing or why I'm laughing because it makes no sense. That's not what I meant.
He had all the hose.
So, anything else that you guys want to talk about, or are we good? Or
I mean, I've got my piece out there. Like I said, that's what I said.
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady.
That's all I got.
Is that all you're saying?
No.
You were going to sign off with, what I said, it's what I said. And you're going to sign off with Tom Brady.
Yeah.
I mean, that's I what guess, you're
doing. I'm fired up for sports. I can't
hey,
wait
yeah.
to see
yeah,
some
speaking of sports, we got the race
we got,
coming
we got
up
some,
this
we
weekend.
Got some baseball starting back up. It's good to see things in motion. And
tomorrow night.
Everyone in the NBA has tested negative for, I think, the past couple weeks now, so that's
good for
promising
them.
And
quarantine.
Yep. NFL. No, I'm excited. It does. It looks like it's getting. I mean, we did just have our president come out the other day, and now it's the first time he's ever come out and said, "Hey, everybody, should we wear masks and we should make this happen," which was surprising. However, it's good to see at least everybody get on board. We got to get things back to normal, man.
We got 50 days till football kickoff.
49.
Whatever.
Four hours. And
you guys know
minutes,
today
six
is.
Minutes. Today?
Yeah.
Tuesday.
National
Wednesday.
Hot Dog Day.
National Hot Dog Day?
You know what they're calling hot dogs?
Hmm.
Glizzies.
Glizzies?
Yeah. Look it up.
Go get you a glizzy.
I kid you not.
Interesting.
I kid you not. So people are saying National Glizzy Day. Hot dogs are considered glizzy.
Not like
now,
up dogs?
I don't know. It's a new term for dogs.
That's terrible.
You would come out with the Sean Dog fact of the day about hot dogs, dog.
Yeah, way to go. That's good. That's impressive. All right. Other than that, I think we are good. We will be back again next week. What are we going to talk about next week?
Definitely talk sports.
Yeah. All right, man. That's pretty good.
Next week, we'll have a little recap on the weekend of baseball, a preview into the basketball upcoming season, and hockey will be starting soon, too, as well, folks.
And we got NFC, AFC East.
I want to try and do some fan interaction throughout the week, and I want to get some fan stories. When we talked to Big Nasty the other day, and again, I think we'll have that episode ready to release probably by Friday or Saturday this week. Either way, I want to get some good fan stories, man, because that's the kind of stuff I love to hear. I love hearing like these fans talk about going to the games, their experiences, stuff like that, or maybe experiences with the players. I want to hear some of that stuff. So I'm going to try and line up some of that stuff.
Yeah, definitely call or text us anytime.
Do you
guys
think the most fan experience thing was idolizing the commercial with Mean Joan Green? You know what I'm talking about?
Are you talking about with holding the hand and
getting the jersey and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Do you think, like, as a fan, would that just be like the ultimate non, like, you know, like how else do you interact with a player, like, as that's described?
Yeah, especially.
I think,
especially
like, as a fan, that's age. Like at that age and you're just starstruck, and then he throws a jersey on you and then walks away and don't even say a word to the guy. It's just like, I don't know what made me think about that.
No, I agree 100%. I know these athletes can affect, especially kids at young age. I mean, these kids are starstruck seeing these kids.
Me too.
I was starstruck seeing Stone
Cold. What are you all red in the face for over there?
What? I forgot.
You're all embarrassed.
I got starstruck seeing Stone Cold Steve Austin shotgun a beer.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, brother.
Randy Macho Man Savage came to one of our Nationals meetings for a company I used to work for, and I got to sit with him. He did autographs and, you know, just hanging out with you for a second, talking stories.
Savage.
And it was the same thing. Yeah, I mean, I felt the same way. I was like, oh, this is so cool. Yes. So
Savage.
I'm looking forward to next week, guys. We'll keep talking about it. We'll see what we can throw out here for our fans. So anything else? Or are we ready to go?
I don't know.
Ready to ride.
Go Rays.
All right, check us out. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Call us at
727-388-1644. And the hotline number is 844-542-4111.
542. I like the way you said that. Had to throw the 54 in there.
Yeah, 50, Levante David.
Again, shouts out to Work Done. Keep it up, bud. Take it like a fan.
See you. Go Rays.
Throwing the ball downfield. L.Y.